Yeah, here we go. Now we're in business. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Riley's doing an old school hand windsock, as they call it overseas, windscreen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the final day. It's the last day of Star Wars Celebration, the last Patreon daily podcast. And we're depressed. I'm walking back to the hotel with Bethany. Say hi.
Hi.
And William.
Hello there.
Yeah, it's sad. But let's recap the day, man. We did a bunch of Rebels press stuff at the beginning. We shot some great video, audio. We both got unique interviews. We were able to get in. William, you were approved initially. We weren't, yeah. But somehow it all worked out to where we got to the press line. Your experience?
Oh, it was fantastic. We got to talk to Sam Witwer and T.S. Eckhart, and afterward on the press line, the press conference also had Dave Filoni, and it was fantastic. We had a lot of great discussions. As always, Dave Filoni is so much fun to listen to.
Yes.
And, you know, Sam is a pleasure as well.
Best experience of the whole press portion, which is saying something, because there's so much great stuff, but seriously, Sam's the best.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that was the big part for us, and that's coverage that'll come out, but for the convention, of course, it was the Future of Film panel hosted by Pablo Hidalgo on the Celebration stage. Just a real fun look and a kind of a casual conversation, really, with the future creatives of the Star Wars universe.
Now, first, I think we'd say we were wrong.
Yes. There was very little in terms of like new stuff revealed.
There was no title announcement.
No title, so we all lost.
We all.
That's right. That was on the podcast last night. I just remembered
when
that.
When you were like, delirious and half asleep, exhausted.
Exactly. So we're jumping. What's funny is that you guys are actually hearing like the sounds of us getting in the elevator.
So, you know what Aaron said about you last night when he saw the photos of us?
Yes, I do. I was that tired though.
Yes.
What's funny?
Aaron was like, Riley looks drunk and he never drinks.
Yeah.
I was like, he's that tired.
Yeah. Well, we got the wristbands this morning and I came straight back to the hotel and I just napped for about two.
We got them mine at 6:30, right?
Yeah, thereabouts. And it was a good time. But yeah, back to the Future Filmmaker panel. It was there was something about it that it was a little more low key until some of the big stars were brought out, which I liked because it was Rian Johnson kind of talked a little bit about the process for episode 8 and kind of what we were looking at. His real big thing that caught my attention that he mentioned was that this was the time to zoom in. That was a phrase he used, the zoom in on the characters of episode 8, which is very exciting to me. And of course, we got Phil Lord and Chris Miller, but the crowd really got excited when they brought Alden Ehrenreich. I'm working on it, guys. We got Alden Ehrenreich. Oh, look, I forgot to put my yogurt in the fridge. We're back in the hotel room, folks. Alden Ehrenreich jumped on stage. Everybody started going crazy. And then, of course, they brought in Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, you know, those guys. And then, of course, John Boyega is when the house went down. John Boyega got cheering.
Probably more.
I'd say applause. I'll have to, like, go back and watch the celebration video. I don't know how well it caught the crowd reaction, but John Boyega, man, like, he was super popular. Can you imagine if Daisy Ridley showed up? But she didn't. I actually heard some people behind us as we were walking out of the convention center. Very sad. Disappointed that Daisy Ridley did not show up. But, you know, I'm sure she has better things to do than visit 4,000 giant raving Star Wars fan wishing that they... Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm sad. But we did not get a title announcement or any concept art or anything. We just got a few behind-the-scenes photos that we hadn't seen before. Of course, those are all, I'm sure, online by now, although maybe not because they weren't streaming the panel. But let me just a couple things real quick. Had a blast shooting a ton of video for a Star Wars Report vlog that we're working on. Absolutely incredible write-ups that Bethany's been working on. Mark Curlman back home, Shaz Bazaar. We've got a couple others that I know I'm forgetting that are working on some pieces. So there's great content going up on StarWarsReport.com, and that's what we're sitting down right after this is taking some time to kind of rest, relax in the hotel room, and then get to work on actually getting some of the coverage up. So that's the technical stuff. Look forward to all of that, and most importantly, the vlog. I'll be updating you guys and posting it in the Facebook page as well once that happens. But enough of all of that. I just want to get like one final parting farewell and reaction to this celebration as compared to previous ones you've attended. Bethany.
Oh, goodness. This celebration...
Were you just whistling the parting glass? That's
yes.
So good. See? I'm not the only one. I've been singing Irish pub songs the entire weekend since I was in Dublin.
Did you just do a mic drop?
Yeah, that's true. I picked up and dropped a...
Just
I
threw did, it right on the bed. Mic drop.
I did. Sorry, Bethany, you were saying.
So, this convention started out so hectically for me. Not getting in until like 2:30 a.m. on Friday night, having missed the Rogue One panel, exhausted from my finals. And I was just so excited to be here, though, and so exhausted and so overwhelmed. And Star Wars is home. I mean, ever since Anaheim, whenever I think of Star Wars, I think of we're home, Chewie. And especially I think of that of Celebrations. So, yeah. But oh man, this Celebration was a whirlwind. I only got about 3 hours of sleep last night. So everything is blurring together. But the people were so nice. And all of the press stuff was just very interesting to do. But I have to say that I think that my favorite was the Rebels panel and premiere. That was so much fun. And the entire crowd at the closing ceremonies, the biggest cheer, besides just like, you know, the cheer at the end when everything's over and they're thanking the staff, the biggest cheer of all of the things that were gone over in the overview of Celebration was Thrawn. Thrawn got the biggest cheers.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. And as he did in the panel itself. William, your takeaway, your final parting words from Star Wars Celebration.
It was fantastic. I think, you know, I would have liked the title announcement, we got the Han Solo announcement we've been waiting for.
Yes. Again, and in fact, I loved how it was either Chris Miller or Phil Lord, I forget which, just said, yes, the best kept secret in Hollywood.
Yes, exactly. At least they know it kind of got out there, just like Pablo was, you know, talking about the Thrawn leaks. But no, the Celebration was excellent. There were big events every day. Lots of great content. Obviously, lots of great friends and other things to do. So I was very excited. I think my favorite, I'm going to go with Bethany on this one and say that my favorite was also the Rogue One. Sorry, not Rogue One. The Clone Wars Season 3 panel and premiere.
Yes.
But they were all absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. You were motioning? Were you a parting shot, Bethany? Or?
Oh, yes. I was surprised at how large this celebration was. Yes, I've been told,
that was a big takeaway for me.
Yeah, you know, European celebrations are very small. There are very few people who go, and it's fun, but it's small. It's nothing like American celebrations. But this was big, and it was fun.
It's pretty much every bit as big as Celebration 5, is just from my memory.
And there were long lines. There were a lot of people here. I want to hear the numbers, though. I do am really curious.
Oh, and I'm sure it's way up from previous celebrations. I talked to people who were at Essen last 2 years ago. And they're saying, yeah, this is insane compared to it. Yeah, here's the thing, guys. The thing about Star Wars Celebration is that after you've gone twice, it becomes just a family reunion. And a family reunion is exactly what this celebration was. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm glad that you are supporting the show, and thank you so much for doing so and really making a lot of the coverage we're doing possible and seriously becoming a part of the Star Wars Report family. And we really do appreciate it. Had such a great time in the Facebook chat so much this weekend. That was a giant success of everyone just kind of hanging out and reacting to the news together. So I'm literally unpacking as I record. That's how multitasking we are. So I'm going to wrap up this segment, and we'll see you guys as you're listening to this. If you're listening to this shortly after it's posted, the episode this week is going to be live on StarWarsReport.com, and of course, we're going to have a future breakdown episode coming up very soon for a full breakdown of everything that went down this weekend. But and then I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks, two or three, with some guest hosts as well, as we're finishing out our travel in Europe. So stay tuned, guys, and thanks so much for supporting us. May the Force be with us all. That's the way we have to say it now. After the Felicity Jones, it's all. I mean, yes, Mace Windu did it, but now it's official. May the Force be with us all.